genuine Michigan common sense on display here every day.
Yeah, the cards being played are the same cards you always hear. This is an increase on the middle class and taxes. It's a tax break for the rich. It's going to throw millions off from Obamacare and so on and so forth. And it blows up the deficit. Those are the things being said on the left about the new tax plan that will be voted on by the House today. It's going to go through. And then we're going to have the Senate vote on it possibly later today or early tomorrow. And then it's going to the president's desk for Christmas. A lot of these things are the same things you hear all the time. The problem is many of them are just not true. Brian Riedel here, senior fellow in budget, tax, and economics at the Manhattan Institute. Brian, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
All right, let's, here's what we do on this program. We destroy liberal myth with reckless abandon. Let's do it. Go ahead and start. Yeah, where to start? Wherever you want. How about this? The sky is falling and we're all going to die.
This is a, Nancy Pelosi called the bill Armageddon. She called it possibly the worst bill in the history of Congress, which would make it worse than the Indian Removal Act, worse than Japanese internment camps. I mean, give me a break. Worse than the Fugitive Slave Act. There's so much out there that's just not true. It's a pretty conventional bill. One thing people are saying is that this is a big tax increase on the middle class. Well, if you look at the conference report analysis that came out yesterday, the typical median income family will receive a $900 per year tax cut. Now, if they're not extended 8 years from now, theoretically, there could be a $20 tax hike in 10 years. Theoretically. But even in that instance, it's still going to be an $8,000 tax cut over 10 years for the median income family. And the people who are calling this a middle income tax hike are just flat lying.
All right, so that's $70 a month. That's not much. $70 a month. But what's a typical family? How are you describing that?
Well, the typical median family has an income of about $50,000 a year. I'll say this: this current family is paying $2,000 a year in federal income taxes right now.
Right.
And so, a $900 tax cut to a family paying $2,000 a year in federal income taxes is still nearly getting your federal income tax cut in half.
So here's my question:
I don't think that's Trump change.
Right. No, it's Trump change.
I would also add that if they also will benefit from economic growth if it comes from the bill too. The only benefit is not just the tax cut in terms of the tax savings.
All right, so if you go to 100,000 or 200,000 or 500,000 in income with a typical family, do you continue to see tax savings?
I mean, the more you earn, the more you save. And so the people who pay the most taxes will save the most money. What's interesting, though, is the tax code actually becomes more progressive under this bill, which a lot of people also haven't really understood. Although the rich will save more in absolute dollars, as a percentage of what they're currently paying in taxes, the middle class actually will save more. Which I think might surprise a lot of people. The middle class will get their current tax bill reduced by a higher percentage than the rich. Another way of saying it is the middle class, the bottom 80% currently pay 33% of all federal taxes, but they get 35% of the tax cuts. So compared to what people are paying now, the tax cuts are actually more progressive than the current system.
Right, and the one thing that is out that's not included here, the one thing that's not included here very well, in my estimation, is that pass-through businesses did not do as well as they should have, and I realize that 95% of the businesses, according to a couple of guests on this program, are smaller than the $315,000 cutoff where you get a 20% write-off, $65,000, give or take. But for the bigger pass-through businesses, ones that make $1 million or $10 million, this is not a great tax bill for them.
Well, there's a 20% deduction doesn't go for everybody. It doesn't go for all the paths for businesses. And in fact, that's going to be some of the complication from the bill is defining and writing the guardrails for who gets it and who doesn't. But, you know, again, you know, corporations are getting cut from 35% to 21%. Pass-throughs are still going to have a tax bracket in the, possibly in the 37% bracket, with possibly the 20% deduction. Ultimately, they're still going to end up possibly paying a higher rate from the first pass than a lot of the corporations. And so, yeah, I mean, the conference report for pass-throughs is less generous than, say, the Senate bill was.
And my simple question to that is, why?
Money. They're trying, okay. to squeeze about $2.5 trillion in tax cuts in a $1.5 trillion pot, and they had to make tough decisions at the end.
Yeah, they did on the back of 28 million small business owners. Well, in part, and to be fair, over the last 30 years, those small business owners have gotten zero tax relief when others did zero. In fact, sometimes their taxes went up when others went down. So, in fairness, at least this is a step in the right direction for those that have S-Corps, LLCs, sole proprietorships, and so forth.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, you know, these policies can be revisited down the road. What's important is that they're establishing a system for a large small business deduction. Right now it's 20%. But once you establish the precedent, the tax rate, and the system, the rate itself can be changed down the road pretty easily. Then it's a dial you can turn.
Now, there you go. All right, so as you look at this, and you look at the other sectors of the economy, we could sail past 25,000 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average very quickly. Now we're less than 180 points away today. Could sail past that at 25,000. Do you think the GDP will make 4% as a result of what's going on here?
I think the GDP next quarter can make 4%.
That's what I meant.
I think we're definitely seeing a bump right now. Long-term sustainability, I don't think we can do 4% guaranteed every quarter long-term, but I think the stock boom we're seeing right now, the GDP boom we're seeing right now, I think it's the predictable result of businesses ramping up and in response to the tax bill.
All right, Brian, I want to ask you this. Brian Riedel is a senior fellow at Budget, Tax, and Economics at the Manhattan Institute. All right, Brian, let me ask you this. A lot of people on the left are saying this is Obama's economy. This is not Trump's economy. This is, you know, he's just taking credit for Obama's great work. True or false?
False. What we're seeing right now in the stock market is mainly an anticipation of the tax plan. I think without Congress overhauling business tax cuts and corporate tax cuts, we would not see a lot of the stock market improvement we're seeing right now, which is not to say the economy would be in recession or anything like that, but what President Obama handed President Trump was an economy that is in a 7-year boom, which is good, but it's been the weakest recovery we've had in decades. It's been about 1.8 to 2% growth. So in fairness, it's growing, but it's been growing at a very anemic 1.8-2% rate. To the extent that we can bump it up to 2.5 or 3%, that is a very large credit to current lawmakers, and that will save Americans a lot of money.
Yes or no question, Brian? Is it a Christmas present to the American people, as Donald Trump says?
Sure it is. I mean, this is going to save a lot of people a lot of money, and it's going to increase wages and growth, too.
Thank you, Brian Riedel from the Manhattan Institute. Good conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, quick break. We'll be right back.
Tired of fighting hard water? Tired of all the scrubbing and harsh chemicals that can burn your hands and throat? Then it's time to call Wolverine Water, Michigan's premier water treatment company, and schedule your free water test today. Wolverine Water has been locally owned and operated in Michigan since 1947, so nobody understands your water issues better than Wolverine. Get your free water test by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. One of our trained water professionals will personally meet with you, discuss your concerns, and put a plan together to treat your water. Get your free water test at WolverineWaterSystems.com now.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365, upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines, and do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. Trying to save money? Well, DTE Energy is committed to helping you save. As a matter of fact, we lowered our natural gas rate by 9% as of April 1st because we're passing our own lower costs onto you. So you get safe, reliable energy, and you pay less, which means you save more. Just go to dteenergy.com/newbill for more information. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
All right, I've gone through all the tracks, just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and...